Welcome to the Psychology World podcast with me, Connor Whiteley, psychology student and international best-selling psychology author of over 30 psychology books, bringing you the latest psychology news, fascinating psychology topics and more each week. If you want to learn more, then please check out connorwhiteley.net/books. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the YouTube video or follow on your favourite podcast app. And here's the show. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 235 of the Psychology World podcast with me, Connor Whiteley. And today's episode is on how to get work experience for psychology students. And it is Tuesday the 17th of October 2023 as I record this, because the day this comes out on the podcast is 2 days after I come back from my own week's work experience. And that's just a little too quick, too soon to actually put a podcast episode together. And so I could do it, but I would be quite stressed and that would just not be fun. Plus, I'm also starting a Dungeons and Dragons game with some friends, something I would never actually do before, but the advantages of having a new social life. So anyway though, so going back to the actual topic. So today's episode is definitely a useful, quite a practical podcast episode, because I basically talk about how I've gotten work experience before, why it's so critical if you want to become a clinical psychologist, or to be honest, any form of like psychologist, whether it's business, forensic, etc, etc, maybe like a counsellor and so on. So work experience really important. So if you want to build up your work experience within a certain area of psychology, then definitely check out this podcast episode. And because I'm recording this quite early, and I've not received this week's issue of the British Psychological Society Research Digest, that there actually isn't going to be a psychology news section. I did try to do one from a past Research Digest that I've actually got in my email inbox, but to be honest, I really didn't like it. Like, there was nothing for me to really say about them, so that just completely and epically failed. But again, that's the fun part of doing a podcast episode. Nothing is meant to be perfect or even rehearsed. So as always, I absolutely love to hear your thoughts and feelings on today's episode. So you can always email me, connorwhiteley@connorwhiteley.net. You can always leave a comment at the show notes at connorwhiteley.net/podcast. And you can always tweet me on Twitter @SciFiWhiteley or leave a comment on the Facebook post at Connor Whiteley, psychology author. I always love to hear from all of you, because it really helps make the podcast feel more like a conversation. So today's episode has been sponsored by Careers in Psychology, a guide to careers in clinical psychology, forensic psychology, business psychology, and more. So this is a great book that I really enjoyed writing about, because let's face it, when it comes to university, they do not teach us about careers, they do not teach us about how to take our degree, and then how to get a career. All universities are really interested in is just like teaching us the content, and then I think it's more up to us as individuals to actually go out and find out how do we become, or how do we position ourselves to become whatever career we want to be. For example, it took a lot of my own research to really understand how do you become a clinical psychologist, which is what I want to be in the future. But where do you start? So that's why I actually like set up this book and why I like wrote it. So I researched tons of different psychology careers, partly because I was like wondering if there was another psychology career that I might be interested in. To be honest, that was a big no. I couldn't think of anything else that I would want to do besides from be a psychotherapist. So this great, really easy to understand book looks at tons of different topics, like working in academia, research, business, clinical psychology, forensic psychology, and so many more great areas. And it actually goes into quite a lot of the depth about all of the different like career paths. So this is a great starting guide if you want to deepen your understanding of careers in psychology. So there's Careers in Psychology, a guide to careers in clinical psychology, forensic psychology, business psychology, and more. Available from all major ebook retailers, and you can get the paperback and the hardback version from Amazon, your local bookstore, or local library if you requested. And you can get the ebook directly from me at payhips.com/Conor Whiteley. Several of us buying books helps to support the editing and the creation of the podcast. My time is sponsored by my wonderful patrons. So if you wanted to become a patron and get tons of great rewards, then you can at patreon.com/thepsychologyworldpodcast. So let's move on to the content part of today's episode. So we're moving on to the content part of today's episode. So we're going to be talking about how to find work experience for psychology students. And because it's been a few weeks since I've actually written up this blog post, I actually forgotten how detailed it was. But it is filled with tons of good information, which a lot of you will find useful. So let's dive into it. A quick note on why work experience is important for psychology students. A lot of jobs within the psychology job market, regardless of your preferred discipline, require you to have experience working with different clients and showing different skill sets. The problem with this need for experience is you cannot get experience without a job, but then you cannot get a job without experience. This is why unpaid work experience is unfortunately extremely important if you want a job in psychology. And then, like, just to further that point, I want to share with you a small extract from A Student's Guide to University and Learning, as it helps explain another important aspect of work experience. Open quote, or open extract, I guess. Increased employability. A final point we've alluded to throughout this blog post, but I want to say it explicitly. Work experience can equip you with the skills and experiences that lots of people don't have. For example, my placement in research helped me to develop my skills of researching in a real-world setting. Other students in my year then have their research experience from their degree, but not necessarily in a real-world setting. If you were studied a medicine and you were got work experience as a doctor surgery, you would have real world and experiences that I don't think many other students would have. Overall, work experience can be great for increasing your employability because you will have some great skills and experiences that you can draw on in your future work. Close extract. So, how do you find work experience for psychology students? Search online and check the websites where you want experience. Moving on to the different ways where you can find work experience, the easiest way is by searching the internet and checking the different websites of the places that you want to work in or gain experience. I managed to find my learning disability experience by searching for it on the internet and then finding that Kent Community Health Trust had an entire web page on work experience in a very wide range of different departments. Another great find I had was in the South London and Mesley Trust because they had a lot of different schemes for people interested in psychology. There were a lot of volunteering schemes and other interesting information. I wouldn't know any of this and I wouldn't have developed and learned the skills and knowledge from my learning disability placement if I hadn't researched it online. It sounds so simple, but still, a lot of students miss out opportunities they would like and benefit from because they don't look things up online. Then what normally happens is you download a work experience application form from their website, you fill it out and send it back to them so they can make a decision. Also, but you typically need a reference from anyone who can vouch for you that you would benefit from this experience. But my application, what I remember is that I wrote down what I thought I would benefit from it, and then my supervisor for my dissertation last year, he basically just reworded it, which was totally fine. And to be honest, he's not a clinical guy, so he wasn't sure what new things to say. But I got the experience, thankfully. Write to places you want to work. This is definitely an interesting approach to work experience that I'm both really nervous about and really, really excited to share. Since I have my work experience, people with learning disabilities, but over the summer, I wanted to work in a work experience with working age adults. So originally, I contacted some local NHS trusts about volunteering work that I had seen on the website with a group therapy, and that would have been ideal for me. That volunteering would have been perfect, but they never got back to me. In addition, I developed a real interest in transgender people over the summer, and I realised that this is my ideal clinical population because it is a great group of people. Therefore, I knew that I wanted to work here in a gender identity clinic and to gain work experience in these settings. Although there was a problem, none of them offered work experience, and there is extremely few of them about. That made me want to branch out in that looking for private psychologists that do the assessment too. As a result, I didn't let this stop me because I really, really wanted to work with this clinical population, and I had already saved a template or list of points to make in the professional application letter to the clinical psychology doctorate after I had seen it on LinkedIn. So I grabbed that template, I adapted it for a work experience setting, and I wrote to lots of different places all over the UK, regardless of how much travelling I would have to do. So as you can tell, I really wanted this work experience, and if you go to the blog post at connorwhiteley.net/podcast, then click on today's episode, you can actually see the sample letter that I wrote to this one NHS trust. So I wrote to 23 different places total, and thankfully quite a lot of them got back to me. So the results of my letter were mostly twofold. Firstly, the vast majority of the places came back to me saying that they don't have the infrastructure for work experience, but they were really impressed with my letter anyway. Secondly, I did get a fair amount of offers for meeting in person or over Teams about career advice. And even though I did reject those offers for a meeting, because at the time I was certain I didn't want to work with transgender people as a career, I sort of wish I had now, because this is the clinical population I want to work with, period. Thankfully, one place did come back to me with an offer of a work experience, which I would just be returned from as this podcast episode goes out, and I'm really, really excited about it. And I only got the work experience because I took a chance, I wrote a letter, and I sent it off. It was scary and I was nervous, but I am really glad that I did it because it means that I get to work in a psychology mental health setting that I will hopefully love. The letter structure. This I do want to do because one, this is really useful for work experience, but also for different job applications and also the clinical psychology doctorate. This is quite a good format. So I'm actually going to share the brief description of the letter structure that I used. And this was adapted from a post by trainee psychologist Melissa Elgoglu, who I recommend you follow on LinkedIn too, because she's always posting psychology job-related things, which are really helpful. Therefore, these are the things that I put on the letter. based on her advice, and this is not foolproof, but I found it helpful. Clinical egg experience. As you can imagine, even though you're trying to get egg experience in clinical psychology, you'll still have to explain how you already have egg experience that will help you in the role that you will want to gain egg experience in. And this is why non-psychology egg experience is useful, and any volunteering that you've already done. Just to make sure that you explain how your egg experience will help you in this work egg experience. Using the structure of a letter helps the readability of it. Egg express your interest in the service and slash your clinical population. The service helps out and outline your psychology related career goals. This helps the reader know you're interested and will benefit from the egg experience. Then the body of the letter needs to focus on how you're the right person for the egg experience. And I'll admit that's a hard one, because normally you will have a job description to work with, and normally you address the essential personal specification on the job application. Yet when it comes to work experience, I find NHS Trust websites detail out a lot of good information about how they work, the sort of people they employ, and so on. So I did have to like get creative. And if you find job vacancies, obviously you cannot apply for them, but they will help you structure your letter better. Make sure your letter flows properly and it is easy to read, because it needs to be comprehensive, but it has to be readable. Thankfully, some of the pertinent specification points tend to work together so that you can write about them in a single sentence. For example, your ability to communicate sensitive information and having good communication can be tied together quickly and easily. Don't repeat information unless you really can't help it. Refer to the trust values. And this, I cannot stress this point enough, because it's really important and it isn't hard to find out what they are. Take advantage of non-psychology egg experience if it's helpful in responding to the person specification points. Make your letter personal by sharing something personal about you, be it lived egg experience, how your personal values align with the role, or your unique perspective. By conclusion, that egg expresses a gratitude for their time. Repeat your interest in working with the client group and slash your service. Never copy and paste these letters unless to tailor them for each service, and limit the letter to between 700 and 800 words. So I'll repeat that there's an egg example of my letter at the end of the blog post, but these are of course not guaranteed tips for writing a successful letter. I got a lot of praise for my letters, but rejections from work egg experience. But granted, I was writing it to the wrong places, so just bear that in mind. It's who you know. The final way to get work experience as a psychology student is to make connections, network, and find work experience opportunities that way. For example, through my mother's work, she is the husband of a leader clinical psychologist for Essex in the UK, and the psychologist has said to my mother that she's willing to gain me some egg experience whenever I want it. Granted, I will be the first to admit, because of the bad summer I had, I haven't really given this too much thought nor interest, because basically beforehand, as I was having a mental breakdown, I was basically just like listening to my mum talking. It was not going in. I could not have cared less about psychology work experience. But now I am, because I've been checking out the essential criteria for some psychologist jobs lately, and there seems to be a minor focus on working with families and carers, and that's one area I do not have work experience in at all. And I'm not particularly sure how I would get experience in that area, but thankfully I've managed to work it out. Because if I try and get work experience with a systemic team and with a family therapy team, then that will like help me, because it's all about working like with the family and the children to work together. The form at the time of the writing, when my parents get back from holiday, I'll ask my mother to put me in contact with her friend, so I can hopefully get some egg experience working with families and carers. Personally, I would definitely enjoy some egg experience in a systemic and family approaches to therapy, because it would be a lot of fun and it would be a nicer break from the cognitive behavioural approach that I do focus a lot on. Now, of course, I know I'm very privileged to have a family member that knows a contact for me, but all of us can network, talk to and build relationships with a clinical psychologist and other professionals that in the future might be able to help us with work experience. They might offer us work experience working with them directly, or they might know of people who are willing to talk on our behalf. Until we start building relationships and networking, we will never know where they can take us. That's another reason why I'm looking forward to my gender identity clinic egg experience at the end of October 2023, because in an ideal world I'll be able to make a contact there, and they might even offer me a future job after my master's. I seriously doubt that's going to happen, but I would absolutely love it, and I would probably bite their hand off. Conclusion. Overall, we know that psychology students need a work experience because it is impossible to get a job in the psychology job market without it. Also, work experience helps us to develop skills, interests, and it teaches us the different jobs that we like and don't like in psychology. However, work experience is still difficult to get if you don't know where to look. That's why we learned that you can find work experience online by searching the internet and websites of different places where you want to gain experience, in the case they offer it. Secondly, you can write a letter to what places you want to gain experience in, using the letter structure I shared, in the case they do offer work experience and they just don't share it on their website. Or they might like your letter so much that they're willing to make an exception to their no work experience rule. It could happen, I don't know. Finally, you could get work experience through your connections and network. Overall, I'm really excited for my future work experience coming up in the last quarter of the year, because it will be fun, insightful, and means I have more things to report on the podcast from a real world setting. And ultimately, all this experience will help me grow, develop, and to be one step closer to becoming a clinical psychologist in the future. Something that I know will be challenging and maybe even depressing at times, but it will certainly be rewarding for sure. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode and you got something out of it. I know that I did. I think work experience, even though it is so annoying that you can't get a job in psychology without it, work experience can also be a lot of fun. Now, I didn't mention this in the podcast episode, but I do know that some students simply cannot get work experience because it's unpaid and they have other caring duties, which is a massive shame, and I do feel for those students. And whilst there's not a lot that I can say, I know in the UK there is some schemes to help those particular students, but work experience is flat out critical and it can also be quite a lot of fun. So if you know someone who enjoyed today's episode, then please share it with them. I'm always really grateful when you wonderful people help spread the word about the podcast. And if you want to learn more, definitely check out Careers in Psychology, available in all the usual places. And if you want to become a patron, then definitely check out patreon.com/thepsychologyworldpodcast. So have a great day everyone, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. Please remember to like the video and subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow the podcast on your favourite podcast app. And if you wanted to learn more, then please check out the backlist of the podcast episodes or my books at conwhiteley.net. So have a great day and I'll see you next time.